afternoon and welcome back to the Sunny Side. We've come to the final hour of the show for today, but I bet you the conversation is just about to get more interesting. Let's talk about what a lot of people would say is called medicine after death. Apology after offense. Let's talk about that on this hour. I'll tell you why we're talking about this. As you already know, just 2 months ago, Will Smith, in showing his, I assume, his dedication and deep love for his wife, in defense of his wife, according to him, walked up the stage of the Oscars while Chris Rock, the comedian and actor, was hosting and, you know, hit him. He's come out to apologize. In a video, he was responding to some comments and questions from some people and publicly went ahead to apologize to Chris Rock, saying his actions were wrong and he hopes that his apology is accepted. Now, Chris Rock, on the other hand, according to the reports, has not responded. As a matter of fact, is not even interested yet to respond or reach out to Will Smith. Remember, they used to be friends before that incident, right? And according to Will Smith, he did state that he had reached out to Chris Rock personally before the public apology to personally apologize to him, but he was told he wasn't ready to speak to him just yet. And then he went on with the public apology. Now, this conversation is as a result and is hinged on Chris Rock's response to Will Smith's apology. When I read that part of the report stating that Chris Rock wasn't ready to respond to him yet, wasn't ready to talk to him yet, nor was not ready to reach out to Will Smith yet, I thought, I find that quite interesting. I find it interesting because in a situation like this where someone offends you, upsets you, and the person comes out to apologize, the natural thing you would want to easily assume would be, okay, you would accept the apology, you know, just because it was public. You'd say, okay, fine, apology accepted. Or you just acknowledge the apology, as it were. So I found Chris Rock's team's response quite interesting. Now, beyond the sentiments that they hold as to, oh, he's doing that to save his public image, he doesn't really mean the apology and all of that, let's really talk about that phenomenon called apology. When a person offends you, when a person does something against you, and then after a while, the person realizes their mistake and comes to apologize to you, should that apology maybe not erase in terms of your memory, but should that apology override the mistake or offense that person committed against you? What do you think? Is it every kind of apology that you accept? Are there kinds of apology that are unacceptable? In this case, for example, Chris Rock's team are saying the reason why Will Smith is apologizing is to save his public image and not necessarily because he really sincerely wants to apologize. So would you say that there are instances or exceptions to accepting an apology? So if there are kinds of apology, of course, I'd like that you let me know what you think these kinds are. But are there types of apology that, you know, you will not accept? And what difference does an apology make after an offense has been committed, the milk has been spilled? What difference does saying "I am sorry" do to that situation? The milk is on the floor, but you're saying "I'm sorry." So does saying "I'm sorry," does it change the status of or the position of the milk? Of course it may not. But should that "I'm sorry" change your posture to the fact that the milk is on the floor? Now that is the real question. Is it also compulsory for things to go back to the way they were after an apology has been given? Because I was reading a lot of reactions and reports, additives as it were, to, you know, Will Smith's apology, and many people are speculating to say they may never be friends the way they used to be before. Now, doesn't that then go against the idea of forgiveness? Let's assume that in no distant time, Chris Rock and his team come out and say, okay, yes, I accept his apology, it's okay. Shouldn't the proof of forgiveness be returning to status quo? That's an interesting question. When you say you forgive a person, shouldn't the proof of that be that you both are now back to the way you were, you know, the way you were friends, the level of friendship? Shouldn't that be the proof of forgiveness? And here's my big question, really. Does an apology change the impact of that offense committed? Think about anybody that has ever offended you. If the person came back crying on their knees, crying and sogging on your feet and sincerely apologizing to you, would that apology change the impact of the offense they committed against you? I'd like to know your thoughts on this. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. We're streaming live on Facebook and Twitter as well. I'm sure you know that already. So you can go on Facebook to watch us and drop your comments at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Gabby. Good afternoon to you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Zion from Port Harcourt. Yes. Their apology may not change the shape of the spilled milk, nor bring back the shells of the broken egg, but the apology only helps to sustain and secure the egg or the milk not to be spilled again. The apology does not guarantee that I come to apologize to you doesn't mean you are stronger than me, or I am wrong, or you are right. But for a coexistence between you and I, look at God Almighty. He said we should learn to forgive people as we also come to Him to ask for forgiveness. So if I should say, okay, I have forgiven you, but I have no friendship with you, then I'm an hypocrite. I'm not a Christian. In short, I don't want to even call myself among the living. I get to understand that the word forgiveness, or to say I am sorry, is a unitary word. It's binding. And it's like an occasion I have created to celebrate between you and I. So if my very good friend at Smith has come to Chris Rock to say I'm sorry, and Chris Rock says, oh, I will not answer you for now. I'm not interested for now. He has nothing against Will Smith. He has done the needful. And he has done that the status quo of friendship should remain. And which I think that is the most supreme. But if Chris Rock, okay, I am not interested in your story. Okay, you have said, okay, you can go your way. Is it only Chris Rock that is the only human being on earth? God will give Will Smith a better friend, more better than Chris Rock. If maybe that friendship might even be a Nigerian, somebody from Port Harcourt, that may even encourage Will Smith to start visiting Port Harcourt as a home, and Will Smith to bring all his investment Port Harcourt, River State, and River people will gain employment because of what somebody has said. I don't.
Oh dear. All right, Mrs. Zion, thank you for sharing your thoughts. I think I understand where you're going, but which is why I was asking that question. Is it compulsory that an apology is accepted? Is it every kind of apology that you accept? if a person refuses to accept your apology, do you hold it against them for refusing to accept your apology? Or does the offense get transferred to them when they refuse to accept your apology? That's very interesting. Very interesting question. I'm really curious to know what the answer will be in your opinion. The WhatsApp number, once again, is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on Twitter. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. And on Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, the discussion we're having it's a very salient one. I am brown. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Brown. Go ahead.
Yes, that you see, it's not a must that when we accept an apology, but it depends on the person whom the apology is given to, whether to accept it or not. I can't force one to accept my apology. Just an incident as a scenario, maybe I'm driving and someone else is also driving as road users and somebody batches my car. Okay, and the person is at fault actually, and the person came down and apologizes to me that he is sorry. Okay, but there's a damage that has already been done to my car, and the person just tell me, "Oh, sir, I'm very, very sorry. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me." Yes, I would accept the sorry, but will I let go the damage? The answer is no. So that is a two different thing. I have forgiven you, no problem, but the damage, you have to repair it. So it's a two different thing. So for me, it's not a mandatory. It depends on the person who is giving out the apology. That doesn't.
Okay. That's conditional. Thank you very much for sharing. Let's take some comments. We do have quite a number of comments on Facebook. I'll get to WhatsApp as well. So keep your messages coming through on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number, once again, is 0809-030-6416. Well, some comments on Facebook reads, Chima says, yes, it does, if sincerely rendered. It shows the acknowledgement of your wrongdoing and calms the person that is offended. Chima Ezenye says, I think yes, because it's said that a low tone reduces anger, and if apology is added to the low tone, the anger is absolutely reduced in its impact. I send that in from Omerilu. Thank you very much. And Sugar Odogo says, sorry cannot stop revenge, but I'm sure it may not change the impact of an offense. That's why everyone needs to be mindful of their actions and the kind of words we say to people. It may not mean anything to us, but it may mean everything to them. Interesting. Francis Godfrey says, it only gives you the strength to endure the pain. Oh, so apology just gives you the strength to endure the pain. Doesn't do anything more than that. That's fascinating. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. All right, you're going to have to call me back. Hello, good afternoon.
Gabriela, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Chief Comrade Paul Ngoko, aka Ogonuma. I'm calling from the US like that.
All right.
Yes. Tenderness and apology is voluntary. And accepting an apology is also voluntary. It's individual. But to the person that tenders your apology, it shows maturity. And it also attracts the sympathy of the public. And also a way announcing to the public and that individual that what you have done, you really felt it. And it is proper for somebody that is being apologized to accept. It's not mandatory, but it's necessary. At least if I am apologized to and I refuse to accept the apology. So the person who tender the apology before God, if sincerely out of his heart, I think the person is free.
But okay. I have not seen any offense that one can never accept apology of. Therefore, it's my humble opinion and submission that if his friend has gone to him to apologize, I think he should look beyond that human being and also accept that apology to the public.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that. We'll take a very quick break. And when we return, the conversation will continue. Don't go away.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation on the Sunny Side. Apology over offense. That is a conversation on this hour. The big question I'm asking, does an apology change the impact of an offense? If you were in Chris Rock's shoes, would you forgive Will Smith? Would you accept his apology? Would you return to being friends with him at the same level, or maybe a level close to that, to where it was before? I really would like to know. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon. Hello? Okay, you're going to have to call me back. I can't hear a thing. You can also join a conversation via WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. And on Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3BH. On Twitter, at Nigeria Info BH. Let's see what's going on WhatsApp. Accepting an apology does mean total forgiveness to the one offended, but sometimes it depends on an individual and the gravity of the offense committed. That determines if it changes the impact or not. Woyike Odinaka sent that in. And this here says, a chance to forgive is a chance to imitate God. We should not waste that chance. Just forgive and learn your lessons. Ezekiel Isaiah says, apology is accepted on the basis of sincerity because some will offend you in the market and come to your bedroom to apologize. For me, it is not welcome. If you apologize publicly because the offense was done publicly, I will accept the apology. Tit for tat, Ezekiel Isaiah. Thank you for sharing. This year says, good afternoon, Gabriella. My name is Konebari Akpopie, writing from Simitai. Yes, saying sorry and accepting apology to the offended heals the brokenhearted. Biblically, recompense to no man evil for evil. Always know that the soft answer turns away wrath, but the grievous one stirs up anger, like the prodigal son and his father. Of course, you can tell more of the story much more better. And this year says, Samuel says, apology is necessary, but only time can heal all wounds. Will needs to give Chris some time to heal. Okay. Good afternoon, Gabby. I stand with Chris Rock because Will Smith got up from his seat and walked up to Chris and hit him in front of the whole world. Accepting the apology should take time for me. The pain will heal first. All right. And this here says, if someone wrongs me and apologizes to me, I will forgive, especially if the apology is genuine and properly rendered, not an apology pushed out of the person by others. Secondly, I hate when people tend to substitute apologies for gifts or grants. That just creates a dead end with me. No name on your comments. Please send in your names as well so I can attach as I read your comments on WhatsApp. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Please do also call me back. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Peter. So,
all right.
For that kind of question, I would say there are some kind of offense that cannot be forgiven.
Really? Tell me, please. What kind of offense okay. can't you forgive?
For example, you offended me at the first time. You came for the first time, you said, I'm sorry. I said, okay. Second time, you said, I'm sorry. I said, okay. Third time, I'm sorry. The fourth time, let me just ask a question. Would I forgive? I don't think I can forgive that kind of offense again. First time, second time, third time, fourth time.
So if an offense has been committed several times, you will not forgive that kind. Okay, thank you very much for sharing that with me. That's a very interesting thought. Okay, this here says Will Smith should move on. Chris Rock is not God. Nobody is perfect. Some people are taking it personal. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma.
Please turn off your radio.
Okay, sorry. Like, if I'm the one that they offend, I will forgive, but I will tell the person not to repeat the thing again. That will make me angry. And another one is that I will forgive. It depends on the height of the offense.
Okay.
I might not forget it. Because one day when you offend me again, I will remember the one you did the first time.
Okay.
So it's not good to offend somebody.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, dear. There is some interference with your call, all right? So please do all to call me back. Let's take some comments on Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Demshak Silas says, yes, anytime my boss gets angry with me, if I say I'm sorry, he calms down immediately. So I believe apology changes and heals the hearts of those offended. Bamidele Smith Aremu says, good afternoon. There are offenses that can't heal the wounds created. Offenses like what, Bamidele? I would like to know in your words. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabriela.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I'm glad to call in from Gokana.
All right.
Yeah, apology so many things. But there are offenses that you can forgive but you cannot forget. For instance, if somebody offended for the first time, the person came apologize. Second time, you forgive him. Third time, fourth time, you don't know what is in the mind of that person. So you find it difficult to forget or forgive such a person. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. Seems like a very touchy matter for a lot of people, you know. And that's because the heart is fragile. You know, when people say, oh, the heart is really fragile, this is what it really implies. You never know the extent a person will feel the impact of your actions until you do it and they feel it. And then you realize, oh, wow, I went too far, you know. Let's take some more comments. We do have quite a number of them on Facebook. Let's see. Okay, Longevity Victor Desmond has a very interesting name. On Facebook, he says, sincere apology brings forgiveness, but cannot restore the trust that is broken. Pop Nen says, it can never change the impact of an offense. If sincere, it only gives strength to the victim that he or she may heal or recover faster. Dino Ujo says, for me, apology changes the impact of offense because the movement because the moment you have done wrong to someone and quickly offer a word of apology, that releases emotions in that person that might harm you or cause fights. I don't quite understand, but thank you regardless. Tam John says, it depends on the parties and if the offense is deliberate or not. Ohamso Abraham says, in the Western world, it doesn't. Even if you say sorry, it doesn't stop the person offended to take the matter to court. And the honorable court will not pardon you because you said sorry. Oh, I see. Okay, thank you very much. That's true, actually. I mean, when you commit a crime and you're... you're being tried in court, the fact that you say, oh, I'm sorry, it doesn't really change the sentence. You know, you do the crime, you do the time. That's a very interesting reminder. Thank you for sharing that with me. Let's see. Popnen says it can never... Oh, I took that already. Ohamso Abraham says... I took that already as well. Okay. So Joy Onyeso says, it depends on the gravity of the offense. For instance, when you mistakenly step on me and apologize, I will forgive and forget. But being the bone of contention, why I lose my good paying job or apologizing after destroying valuable resources, that apology to me won't change anything. That is horrible. It's difficult to put or fix back a broken egg. Joy, thank you for your comment on Facebook. Ihuwan Lillian says, yes, it makes a lot of impact, but it doesn't work on those with hearts of stone because they find it very difficult to forgive. Let's not even open that kettle of fish. There are people who do not, they find it very hard to forgive, no matter how small an offense might be. But let's not go there. Getting back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Welcome. My name is Favor.
All right, Favor, go ahead.
My name is Favor.
Go ahead,
if somebody offends me, I'll be the person. But I'll tell the person not to do it again. So the person will not offend me. So I'll not
offend me too.
So I'll not call police.
I'll not call police.
All right, Favor. Thank you very much. All right. That was funny. But thank you for calling. This here is from Valentine. Valentine says, a preacher once said, you can forgive someone that tried to kill you, but the relationship shouldn't go back to the way it used to be. You now keep him at arm's length. So would you say that's what Chris Rock is doing? Do you think he doesn't want to get close to Will Smith again because of that incident? Not because he hasn't forgiven him or doesn't want to forgive him. Interesting. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
This is Dakuku calling from Apokete.
Go ahead.
So, apology comes with the provocation. Somebody uttered the word, bad word to somebody. Like me, if I said the word to somebody, maybe because of our appearance, for instance, if for 2 minutes of time, I'm able to apologize to the person. So, he's sorry for whatever I made to this comment that I made to him or her. So that makes me annoyance to be honest. Unless the person has a different thing in mind. Are you getting my point? If somebody offended me, I apologize, sorry. This is, I will have to forget about that. Because when we offended God, we apologize to God. Please, we pray, so God, forgive us our sin, whatever we said. God only forgives. What concerns, what about the human being? So for me, it doesn't see God's apologize. God, sorry, when it's annoyance, when the things is. They are interested, they are aware that that makes somebody to provoke, you apologize. It's definitely the person who is able to forget about that. So, nothing bad over it. Please,
you're
thank
right.
you. It's a good for our pocket.
For sharing. All right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Can you hear me? Good afternoon.
I can hear you clearly. Go ahead.
All right. Are we talking about forgiveness generally or in the context of Will Smith and Chris Rock?
I mean, generally. I mean, would you say that generally speaking, an apology can actually change
the impact? Because I'm a comedian and... I try to look at it from the angle of the event between Chris Rock and Will Smith, because you have to look at where it happened. That was a global event. The whole world was watching. And if we have to talk about his ego that was, he said, his personality and the sight of the whole world, it will take time for you to get over that. Even if you are going to forgive, it's not something that just comes, because the dent is already made. So if Will Smith is going to apologize, it should not be something that will be done in the bedroom, like, okay, no verse now, okay, I'm sorry now. You have damaged somebody's reputation. It's life. You know? So I think the apology should be more sincere, the way apology should be. You know? Maybe with a gift, maybe straight openly. Not just something you think, I just say, guy, I'm sorry, and you expect it to just roll up. No, it's not like that. We are all human. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Hello?
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Is that Nigerian Info?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Hello?
All right. You're going to have to call me back. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Good
go
afternoon.
Ahead.
Good afternoon. In this case, I have to say something.
All right.
When we talk about forgiveness, forgiveness is of different ways. I can forgive someone and try to avoid the person. I have my reason. Maybe something has hurt me more than one, two, three times. I just don't want to give the opportunity again. But that does not mean I've not forgiven you.
Mm.
That may be the case of a stroke. I don't know. But at the other hand, since Will Smith has he has come out publicly the way he did at the earlier period to apologize to Chris Rock publicly that I'm sorry. I believe if you watch that video, you see that man that he has passed away a lot emotionally. Mm-hmm. So many things have gone through him. It's not the Will Smith we used to know when I saw him. So I believe Chris Rock should just look this and just said go see. We are just humans. We are not perfect. We are never perfect. Maybe he is on his own, publicly. We don't know what others are doing secretly. But he has come openly to say, I'm sorry. Forgive him. If anything happens to that man today, you say, Chris Rock will come out and say, oh, my goodness, to him, I don't expect this to happen. I'm just being a part of the question. So just let go. We are just humans. I don't know why these people, it's just the fans for me. It's just the fans for me. You have to let go, please.
Huh, that sounds so refreshing, like, you know, leave and let leave, you know, let the world just keep let the world just keep spinning the way it's supposed to, you know, just forgive. You never know where, you know, tomorrow will lead us all to. Thank you for sharing that with me. The number is still 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On the WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Should an apology have any form of impact over the offense that has been committed? Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Sarah is my name.
All right, go ahead.
It is very, very calm. For how long will you forgive someone wronging you? For how long? Are you there?
I can hear you clearly. Go ahead.
Yes. Having forgiven the person, and this person again comes in another form again and offended you. As one of the speaker just said, he wants to be able to forgive you, but then you are a human, you didn't have that picture in your mind, you didn't have that scar in you. So I'm asking, I want to forgive you, but I cannot be the way I was with you from the very beginning. If I want to say it, it's not a panadol. It can never be panadol at all. I'm not sure about you. I can really forgive you. Our relationship will not be really cordial as it used to be before. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And that's also an argument. A lot of people say, I forgive you, but I can't forget. So I forgive you, but I can't give you the same access that you had before to hurt me. And in their defense, you're trying to protect yourself so that you don't get hurt again. But if you're still protecting yourself, have you really forgiven? What is forgiveness to even start with? What does forgiveness mean? If you say that I forgive you, it means for this thing you have done, I will not hold it against you. I will not let it affect, you know, how I relate with you. I will not, you know, be vengeful. I will hold nothing against you, no grudge, nothing whatsoever against you. I forgive you. So if you're still protecting yourself and saying, so you don't do the same thing again, because again, you have other people in your life. You have other friends or colleagues or, you know, people that you relate with, acquaintances. You don't relate to these other people by saying, I don't want to give you the chance to hurt me. You're free with them. You have other friends. You're free with your other friends because they've never offended you in a manner. And so you're not protecting yourself in any way from them. So if you say you have forgiven and you're still protecting yourself from being hurt again, saying, I don't want to give you that same access, so you don't come slap me a second time. Have you really forgiven? That's the question. Have you really forgiven? On Facebook, Ola Leo says, apology without a corresponding visible positive change in behavior or action is fake. Valentine Ikechukwu says, it's hard to forgive someone that keeps making malicious and defamatory comments about you. It can only take the Almighty God to forgive, still healing. Enehe Shoaibu says, apology changes the offense because immediately someone tenders one, it shows the person knows it was really wrong. Okay. That's interesting. On WhatsApp, we do have some comments. Apologies should be accepted, but it should be articulated by the sender. Slapping someone in front of the whole world is not an easy act to be forgotten and forgiven easily. Will Smith should be very careful in his actions in the future because such actions can result in other things. Blessing Ogene Yore says, in the case of Will Smith and Chris Rock, both parties should understand that they offended each other. I believe Will Smith has come to understand that, and that is why he apologized. Chris Rock should immediately accept and apologize for his joke towards the Will Smith family. Everyone has their tolerance limits. Even as Smith was laughing because it was a public space during the joke, he was still not pleased or took it funny. Always know your limits. Listen, thank you for your comments. But, that's why I asked earlier, because one of the things you said was Chris Rock should immediately accept the apology. Is it if you come apologize to me for something that you did against me, must I forgive you? Must I accept that apology? Is it compulsory to accept an apology because it has been given? Is it? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabriella.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Baridi Giyadom, the radio governor. I have my TV set up by polling unit and I will vote.
Amazing.
Does an apology change the impact of an offense? Yes. It softens the mind of the person they offended. Yes, so it affects the impact of offense. Like me now. If you come to me, you come to me and say, I'm sorry. I cannot do anything, you know, take any action again. I'll just forgive and forget. So it softens the heart. Thank you.
Okay, that was very shorter than I expected, but thank you regardless. On WhatsApp, Round Face from Rumi Akini says, good afternoon, Gabby. Apologies go a long way to soften my heart. Once someone offends me and says I'm sorry, I will forgive the person, but I'm not giving the person access again. Okay, Round Fish, thank you for sharing. Fegabo Cliff says, an apology isn't a reversal of injury inflicted or to maintain relationship, but an expression of being remorseful. So the aggrieved can accept your apology, but decides to keep you in distance to avoid reoccurrence. All right, Cliff, thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Yeah,
you're welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say to the thing that it depends on the offense. There are things that apology can soften and I can forgive you. There are things, even with your apology, I cannot forgive you. There are things you will apologize for me and I will forgive and not forget. And there are things you will do, I will forgive and forget. So it depends on what you've done to me. Not when, for instance, you deliberately, for instance, I'm driving now and you block the way, you're greeting somebody and behind you and telling me sorry. Does that make any sense? When you done something out of a mistake, I can forgive you. But it's something that you deliberately did, I'm not forgiving you and I won't forgive you either. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh dear, lost that one. It's a very, I think this conversation helps us understand people better. You know, you get to know people better. You get to know how people think, what to do, boundaries to respect, boundaries not to cross. And that's just really fascinating to know that there are conditions to accepting apologies. I find that quite interesting. We still have some comments on Facebook. Keep your thoughts coming through on WhatsApp as well. 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. More comments on Facebook. Let's see. Richard Ebimoboe says, apology can only be sincere when a similar situation occurs. Snithers Tonya says, yes, a sincere apology shows repentance and remorse. Tam John says, it depends on the parties and if the offense is deliberate or not. Well, that's very tactical, because sometimes an offense is intentional. An offense is deliberate, but it's also possible to be remorseful for that action tomorrow. So you don't mistakenly slap a person. That was a deliberate act, especially when you had about 10, 15 seconds to walk up to the person. You intended to slap that person. That's not a mistake. But it's possible to now go back and think about it and say, this is my action. It wasn't right. You know, it's very possible. And then you're remorseful and you go apologize. Okay, that's possible. So, yes, if it's not intentional, that's a mistake. If it's not intentional, that's a mistake. You mistakenly spilled the milk. You mistakenly hit your phone and it fell to the ground. You know, those are mistakes. But when you commit an offense against the person, you slap them, you tear their books, you drive their car away, or you smash their car, or you do something intentionally, that is completely different. And yes, you can be remorseful about that as well. Just wanted to, you know, make that quite clear. All right, gonna have to call me back. Good afternoon. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Kay.
All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, I can hear you.
Hi, Kay.
Okay, I think you have the wrong number. I'm definitely not IQ. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Okay, my name is St. George and I'm calling from LMS.
Go ahead.
Okay, I don't even know when to say an apology is genuine. Because a lot of people just say, I'm sorry for whatever I did just because I want to get more access to you for the purpose of the benefit which they get from you. Now, I have seen people who say, I'm sorry, but they have no intention of saying sorry because one or two people talk to them to do so because of what they stand to lose. When you check out those who don't even apologize, are people who think, they have nothing to lose. They just say it's like they've like no day. They're just on their own like that. But only those who start coming to lose always apologize. But now, how do I now say this apology is genuine, that it's coming from a clean heart, not because the person is really sorry or the person does not want to say something good? That's what I want to know.
That's a very tricky one, because you can't always tell. I mean, you can tell sincerity. If a person is being sincere, you can tell, right? But sometimes people can actually fake sincerity sometimes. A person can be crying their eyes out right now, but they may not be sincere. A person might be looking remorseful, displaying remorse in their body language, but they may not genuinely mean it from their hearts. They might have ulterior motives. So it's very tricky. I guess, you know, you can only tell when you listen to your sixth sense. Like they say, your mind never deceives you, you know? I guess that would be the defining factor for you. We do have to wrap the conversation up now, sadly. Our time is up. Here's what I'll just say as we conclude. At the end of the day, we're human. And what does it mean to be human? You're not perfect, you know? We're prone to make mistakes, misjudge, you know, do the wrong things, take the wrong action. We're prone to do all of that because we're human. So make room for people's mistakes. Make room for people's humanity. Make room for people's flaws. The same way you would expect for them to make room for yours. At the end of the day, let the world go around. Let it spin the way it has. And leave and let leave is all I'd say. Thank you so much for joining me on The Conversation. It's been a swell time. But in the meantime, go connect with us on all our social media platforms, on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, on Instagram at Nigeria Info PH, on YouTube. You can watch all our videos, previous conversations at Nigeria Info PH. I'm also on socials if you'd like to connect with me at Gabani on Instagram. That's GABANIE on Twitter at Gabani Live. Have a splendid afternoon, and remember, never forget this. It is always better. Life is always, always better on the sunny side.